Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with UpToDate Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday the 13th, for the month of May. July corn closed down 10 and a quarter cents at 781 and a quarter. July wheat down a penny and a quarter at 1177 and a half. And July beans up 32 and three quarter cents at 1646 and a half. Of note, the May beans, which went off the board here today, were up 63 cents. They opened 52 higher and just traded strong all day there. It wasn't that much volume, but it was enough to put them up 63 cents here. I think it's going to be pretty tough for the July beans to get anywhere near the contract highs. But, you know, who knows in these markets? You can't say anything's not possible, but it would seem a little bit unlikely to me. I'm starting to hear stories of farmers switching bean acres to corn acres, that the revenue per acre is strong enough on the corn and they're able to get apparently fertilizer and whatever else they need to get the corn planted. Now, it's not a huge switch, but we're seeing some of that going on with some of our bigger clients. So, you know, maybe the USDA intentions report is underestimated what potential corn acres will be out here. But May corn, by the way, went off down 19 cents at 794 and a half. Interesting with all this talk about shortages that the May would fall off the deep end here, breaking 19 cents as it went off the board. You'd think if there was good demand, somebody would be stepping up and buying a good break like that. But, you know, I think the wheat was a little bit weaker on that news that the EU is going to try to help Ukraine export wheat and bypass the Black Sea. I think the weather, you know, looks a little bit better around the country. Not so much for the wheat, but for the corn and beans. You might get a little shower or rain in Chicago on Saturday and again next weekend. But for the most part, it looks pretty dry around much of the Midwest, with temperatures anywhere from the 80s right now down into the 60s by next week. But, you know, we've had some good wind and warm temps, and I think guys will get a lot done. It'll be interesting to see what the crop progress report shows on Monday. For more than 50% planted, I think that takes a little bit of the sting out of this thing. If it's under 50%, I think guys will worry and they'll add some more premium out of this thing. I'm not sure really what got into the bean market here today. Excuse me, oil and meal were both strong. Meal up $13 a ton. We got down very close to the 200-day moving average and bounced. That was yesterday. We had this big bounce today. I think all we were doing is correcting some of the oversold conditions in the meal. The oil was strong off the crude oil. Crude oil closed up $4.36 a barrel here. So I think that was a bit helpful for the bean oil as well. But overall, the whole soybean complex was pretty strong in here. Now, were traders excited that the fact that the Chinese came in and bought 132,000 old crop beans? You know, maybe that was part of it. I still think that exports in general are going to be a little bit tough to come by out here with the dollar so strong. Now, the dollar closed down 27 ticks. Not a big deal. We're still at 104.62. You know, a year ago, we were at 90 cents on the dollar. So, you know, we've got a long way to go before we can see exports really pick up out here. So a little bit of an interesting day here today. I think Monday and Tuesday's close after we see the crop progress reports will be the key. If we start, you know, closing much under today's lows in corn, wheat, or beans Monday and Tuesday, then I think you've got a problem out here. If we can close over it, then I think the market is going to anticipate more demand and higher prices. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.